Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study on the subject of holiness. In Isaiah chapter 35, starting at verse 8, we find these words, "And a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way." God has called us to live a lifestyle of holiness, though we live in the midst of what the Bible calls a crooked and perverse generation. And we live in a time that is also described as gross darkness, when evil is called good and good is called evil. And yet God has called believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to live a lifestyle called holiness. The word holy simply means pure or undefiled. It also means set apart for God. God wants you to live a lifestyle set apart to Him, one that's pleasing to God, one that is absent the marks of the world we live in and filled with the light of God's goodness and His holiness. Today I want to talk about practical holiness. What does that look like in today's society? I specifically want to address two issues of practical holiness, and they both have to do with the issue of honesty. The first one we find in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. It says, "Therefore, put away lying, each one speak truth with his neighbor." Lying, or being deceptive with our words, or deceiving others by our actions in some way, has become a very common and accepted practice. According to a poll that was reported by USA Today newspaper back in 1992, 91% of Americans lie routinely. 36% of those polled admitted to telling dark, important lies. 86% admitted to lying regularly to their parents. 75% admitted to lying to friends. 73% said that they lie to their siblings. 69% acknowledged lying to their spouse. 81% said that they lie about their feelings. 43% lied about their income. This issue of lying has become what we could call an epidemic. There are even so-called experts in the areas of psychology, psychiatry, and sociology who find it socially acceptable and psychologically healthy to lie. And yet, those assessments certainly do not agree with the Word of God. God's Word is very clear. It says, "Therefore, put away lying." Put it away. Put it far from you. Each one speak truth with his neighbor. There are many ways in which people justify lying to others. One that is common and often not even acknowledged as being a lie or being dishonest are what I like to call social lies. For example, a person asks you, "Would you like to go to a ball game with me, or would you like to come over for dinner Friday night?" And you respond, "Oh, I'd just love to, but," and you follow it with some lame excuse as to why you cannot go with them. And the reality is, you don't want to go to their house, or you don't want to spend time with them, or you're not interested in that activity. And instead of being honest with the person and simply saying, "I'd prefer not to," or "That's not really something I'm interested in, but thank you for asking me," a person will respond, oh, I'd love to. And by doing that, and that being absolutely untrue and a social lie, the person who is speaking the lie very often doesn't even recognize that that in God's eyes is a sin, because Ephesians 4, therefore put away lying, is very clear. God does not want us to have in our hearts the ability to lie so easily and have no recognition that the words and the way that we're speaking and communicating is in actuality dishonest, deceptive, or lying, and yet we don't even recognize it as a sin. Unrecognized sin is unrepented of sin, and when we have unrepented of sin in our life, it creates a separation between us and God, and oftentimes we'll wonder why we feel far from God, and the reality is we haven't repented of something that has grieved the heart of God. Other lying that people commonly do and do not recognize it as being a lie is what I call professional lies. In a work setting where the secretary says, oh, he's not in, when someone calls or comes asking for the boss. And the reality is the boss is right there. The boss is in. Perhaps, though, the boss has indicated they don't want to be disturbed, or they can't take any phone calls, or they don't want to speak with that person at this time. And the secretary feels under pressure to lie and protect that person. There are ways to give an answer that is an honest answer and still do a job if you're in that type of a setting. You can simply ask the Holy Spirit to give you a way to respond in an accurate and honest way without disobeying your employer. You can simply say, that person's not available to talk on the phone right now. And that would be honest if the person does not feel like they can take the phone call, and yet they're physically present. There's no need for you to say he's not in or he'll be back soon, when the reality is you're lying that the person is actually quite present. Oftentimes, other professional lies that people will engage in include salespeople who misrepresent the truth about their business, service, or product. And those types of professional lies, again, are things that people, even Christian people, will not recognize in their own heart as being untrue, deceptive, or lies. And yet again, they become unrepented of sin in the person's life that bring a separation between that individual and God. Many people go through life this way and wonder why they feel a distance from God, or they have a hard time praying or coming into God's presence, because there's much unrepented of sin that has piled up in their life. Other common lies that I've observed, even among Christians, are lies that people tell to avoid embarrassing themselves or to supposedly save the other person from being embarrassed, such as someone walks in and they've changed their hairstyle and they say, how do you like my hair? And you think it's terrible on them. And you say, oh, it's lovely, or you look wonderful. And the reality is you don't really think that at all, and you're lying. You could respond very simply by saying, well, I think I really liked it the other way that you had it better. And that would be an honest response, and it wouldn't be a cruel response, but you'd be speaking the truth in love, as we are encouraged in Ephesians chapter 4. Speak the truth in love. Lying, or a lack of honesty, or speaking in a deceptive way puts a wedge between you and the Lord, for God is a God of integrity and honesty. One writer put it this way: the avoidance of one small fib may be a stronger confession of faith than a whole Christian philosophy championed in lengthy, forceful discussion. God wants us to have as our foundation a foundation of integrity based on God's word. And it is very clear in God's word that we are called to put away lying and to speak the truth in love. God wants you to have that as your foundation of your life. I want to encourage you today, if you realize you have been engaging in these types of unholy habits of lying socially or professionally or what have you, ask the Lord to forgive you, confess it to Him as sin, and then ask the Holy Spirit to make you very sensitive when you do speak to other people on how to answer honestly and how to speak the truth in love so that you will be walking on that highway of holiness in the most practical ways in your everyday life. Tomorrow, we will talk about a second holy habit in the area of honesty. So join me tomorrow as we continue this study on a lifestyle of holiness. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.